Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Thank you for tuning in today. I'm always so blessed when we have this time together. And today I'm going to be talking about trust in God and how much he cares for us, and the fact that he will walk with us through anything, as long as we ask him to, as long as we trust him to be with us. But probably, like many of you, I'm learning that trusting God isn't always easy. When horrendous events happen that rock our world, sometimes it causes us to doubt that God really cares. And you know, sometimes I wish we didn't have such great TV news coverage. It seems that horrific events are happening somewhere in the world every day. And while many of these events don't affect us personally, they do affect us emotionally, as we see people struggling with events beyond their control. Well, the old prophet Isaiah and Jeremiah both knew what it was like to face events beyond their control. And yet Jeremiah wrote, "Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions, they fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, O God. The Lord is my portion, therefore I trust in him." Oh, how I pray that you will find God's mercies are new every morning as you put your trust in God. And another of my favorite scriptures, and I hope yours too, is found in Psalms 91:2. "I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust." Oh, dear friends, let that be your security too. When you need a refuge from the difficulties in your life, when you need a fortress, in God you can trust. Now here's a song by the Praise and Worship Group, and they affirm that when life is difficult and frightening, God will make a way.
God will make a way.
Closely to his side, with love and strength.
Yes, God will make a way for us no matter what we're going through. You know, one of the basic principles I always try to remember is that God is not so concerned with our past. It is, in fact, past. But He does care what we're going through today. And He cares very much where we're going in our future. In fact, He cares so much that He died for us and then rose again, so we will have a future with Him in heaven. Well, you know, there's so many examples of trust that people had in the Bible, even through horrendous times. I think of how David had to trust God when he was running and hiding in the caves for years from King Saul, who wanted to kill him. Or Daniel when he's thrown in the lion's den. Or Peter and James when they were beaten and put in prison. Having trust doesn't mean bad things won't happen to us, but it does mean that we know God will help us in our situation, whatever it may be. And in my own life, I'm daily choosing to trust God. Like you, I've walked through some hard times, but with Jesus, I don't have to walk alone. I remember early one morning I got up and put on my jogging clothes and made my way down the deserted pre-dawn street. I had so many decisions to make and I just couldn't stay in bed any longer. But out walking in the dark didn't seem to clear my mind either. Suddenly, my path was filled with bright light and I looked up and it was a motion-sensitive light on one of the houses near the street. I smiled at the light as I kept on walking. And a few houses further down the street, it happened again. Light, just when I needed it. Well, as I returned home, I was feeling better. Lighter, somehow. And my decisions were not as overwhelming as they had seemed. I understood, like when I was walking, all I had to do was move forward and the light would come. Trusting God is like that. You can trust God's wisdom to guide you at just the right moment when you ask Him. Yes, you can trust the heart of God. And Lily Knowles sings a song I love about trust. Here it is. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus.
Oh, I've had many tears and sorrow. I've had questions for tomorrow. There've been times when I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation that my trials come to make me strong. I've been to lots of places, and I've seen a lot of faces. Whoa, but there's still been times when I felt so alone. But in those lonely hours, oh, those precious lonely hours, Jesus let me know I was His own. Oh, and through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. He's there through it all. For the storms He's brought me through. 'Cause if I never had a problem, how would I know that He could solve them? I'd never know what faith in God could do. But I can tell you that through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God, He never failed me. trust him, he's always there. He will be with me, he will be with you through it all.
Yes, through it all, we can trust God to be with us. Well, I'm Samantha Landy, and you're listening to the Psalms of Hope program, in case you tuned in late. I remember a minister friend of mine telling me the story of an airplane flight that he was on some time ago. At one point, the pilot came on the intercom and in a calm voice said, "We're sorry, but we shall not be serving beverages as we are expecting some turbulence, so make sure your seat belts are tight." And shortly, the storm broke. Cracks of thunder could be heard even above the roar of the engines. Lightning lit up the skies, and within minutes, the plane was tossed around like a cork on the ocean. As my friend looked around, people were screaming, some were crying, some were even praying, as everyone wondered if they were going to make it through the storm. But looking across the aisle, he saw a little girl sitting quietly. Apparently, the storm meant nothing to her. She was coloring in her book, and everything in her small world seemed calm and orderly. Sometimes she closed her eyes, but then she would begin coloring again. Worry and fear were not in her little world. Finally, upon reaching their destination, my friend asked the child why she was not afraid, and she said, "'Cause my daddy's the pilot, and he said he would take me home." Oh, for the faith of a child when storms buffet us. They may be physical, mental, financial, or many other kinds of storms. But dear friends, do remember, if God is your pilot, he will be with you in your storm. And one day, he's taking you home. You do not need to fear. As King David described it so well in Psalm 56:3, he wrote, "When I am afraid, I will put my trust in God. I trust in God, so why should I be afraid?" Oh, what reassurance the Bible has been down through the centuries to millions of people, and is still a comfort to us today. And as you put your trust in God to help you through this day, and throughout your life, you will never be alone. And now for some music by the group Legacy 5. And they're singing for you now, "Where No One Stands Alone."
Once I stood in the night with my head bowed low in the darkness as black as could be. My heart felt alone, and I cried, "Oh Lord, don't hide your face from me. Hold my hand all the way, every hour. From here to the grave.
Sharing about trusting God, and I want to share a little story of how, once again, I learned I could trust God with every aspect of my life. And no matter how difficult your life is, you can too. This story may seem simple, but it's still a story of our God and ways that He cares for us. Some years ago, I put my house up for sale in California, and I planned to move to a state on the East Coast. But my house didn't sell. I couldn't understand it. I thought it was what I wanted to do. Well, eventually it sold 3 years later. But in that time, I came to understand God's plans for me, and I moved north, closer to my children and grandchildren, with a better airport. Well, learning to trust God with our circumstances isn't always easy, is it? After all, we have these marvelous plans. Or perhaps you're facing difficulties that you didn't plan on, and it's not only overwhelming, but out of your control. And yet, no matter what happens, God is a good and faithful God who loves you and desires to walk with you through all of your circumstances. Are you struggling to trust God with your circumstances? May I remind you of that wonderful promise in Jeremiah, where God says to you, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." Well, this next song I want to play is in honor of my dad and my brother Bob, who recently went to heaven. Yet it speaks to all of us. My dad and Bob were career auctioneers. And this song is the story of an auctioneer selling an old violin. We too may feel battered by life right now, but the song also reminds us that with the touch of the Master's hand, Jesus, we are rescued and our lives are changed. Yes, when Jesus changes us, we will never be the same. God knows your future, and He says His plans for you are always for a future and a hope. So here is Wayne Watson singing "The Touch of the Master's Hand."
Well, it was battered and scarred, and the auctioneer felt it was hardly worth his while to waste much time on the old violin, but he held it up with a smile. "It sure ain't much, but it's all we got left. I guess we ought to sell it too. Now who'll start the bid on this old violin? Just one more and we'll be through." And then he cried, "One, give me $1, who'll make it two? Only $2, who'll make it three? $3 twice, now that's a good price, but who's got a bid for me? Raise up your hand and don't wait any longer. The auction's about to end. Who's got $4, just $1 more to bid on this old violin?" Well, the air was hot and the people stood around as the sun was setting low. From the back of the crowd, a gray-haired man came forward, picked up the bow. He wiped the dust from the old violin and he tightened up the strings. Then he played out a melody pure and sweet, sweet as the angels sing. And then the music stopped, and the auctioneer, with a voice that was quiet and low, he said, "What is my bid for this old violin?" Then he held it up with a bow. Make it two, only 2,000, who'll make it three? 3,000 twice, well that's a big price, but who's got a bid for me? The people called out, what made the change, we don't understand. Then the auctioneer stopped, and he said with a smile, it was the touch of the master's hand. Now you know many a man with life out of tune is battered and scarred with sin, and he's auctioned cheap to a thankless world, much like the old violin. Then the master comes and the foolish crowd, they never understand the worth of a soul and the change wrought just by the touch of the master's hand. Again he cried out, one, give me 1,000, who'll make it two? Only 2,000, who'll make it three? 3,000 twice, well, that's a good price, but who's got a bid for me? The people called out, what made the change? We don't understand. Then the auctioneer stopped, and he said with a smile, it was the touch of the master's hand. It was the touch of the master's hand. It was the touch of the master's hand.
Yes, we are changed with the touch of the Master's hand. Well, I'd like to share another favorite scripture about trust. It's found in Psalm 125, 1 and 2. Those who trust in the Lord are steady as Mount Zion, unmoved by any circumstance. Just as the mountains surround and protect Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds and protects his people. I've been to Jerusalem and I hope to go again. By the way, greetings to all of our listeners in the Middle East. I'm so blessed you've tuned in. Yes, Mount Zion is steady, unmoved, and what a visual reminder that as the mountains surround and protect Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds us and protects us, Jew or Gentile, his people. It's my prayer for you, and if you have asked Jesus to come into your heart, no matter what your nationality, you are indeed one of his people. And if you are, you can expect the Lord to fulfill his promises to you as he does protect Jerusalem. And may I encourage you that no matter what you're going through, you can trust in God. He is worthy of your trust. Oh, sometimes rescue doesn't seem to happen on our timetable or in the way we think it should, but over and over again, you will find God is worthy of your trust. He will be with you. No matter what your circumstances, ask God to help you, and he will. And you know, encouragement is an important thing, and like everyone else, I need encouragement too. Would you consider taking just a moment to write or email me and let me know that this program is touching your life? This program is 100% listener supported. So for anyone who sends in a donation, large or small, it helps me to stay on the air. And even if you can't send a donation, your email or letter lets me know that you're listening and is a great encouragement to me. So if you email or write, I'll send you as my gift, Reflections. It's a book I wrote, so just ask for it. So stay tuned and the announcer will give you our contact information. And don't forget, you can find me on Facebook. Well, our time together is over, and I hope you'll tune in same time, same place. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope and trust in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at samanthalandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.